Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to Ethnically Ambiguous, a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hey, Shireen.
Hi, Anna.
Wow.
What an interesting day.
You're telling me, sister. We have a great episode today, and by great, I mean it's just the two of us. We can do it if we shit. Just the two of us. Our bellies hurt.
That's actually accurate. I do have a tummy ache right now.
All right. It's a great episode. Just listen. Whatever, you know? Like, what do you need even need an intro for? It's not like we even exist within time and space, you know? It's all a construct. You think this podcast is real? You live in a fake reality. Everyone owns your information. Stay tuned.
Who are we? Where do we come from? Who do we become? What is it to be? What to be is it? Where are we? Who are my parents? Where are my pants? Why were we born? We are Ethnically Ambiguous.
Shabba-dee-ba-bow.
Hi, Anna. I'm
Shireen. Hi, Shireen. What's up?
Guess what, y'all? Yeah, you guessed it. It's just me and Anna today again.
Yes, siree. It's me.
I mean, y'all say that you like this kind of episode, so we deliver. You ask, we deliver, you know? But yeah, we were just talking, you're very busy this week. Anything exciting to report? Not work-wise?
That's a good question. no, not really. You know, just working, twerking.
Do you want to talk about where you're going tomorrow?
Not really. Let's not.
Okay, fair.
Nothing new to a report, just working. No, I don't know. I got nothing. I was trying to think if I actually was up to anything, and I am not.
Well, you'll be happy to hear that I finally started watching Yellow Jackets. I just started episode 4, I believe.
And how are you feeling it?
Yeah, it's engaging, you know? Curious to see where the story goes. It's not, like, my type of show. Like, I'm not, like, a very, like, gore horror person. Not that it's very gory or horror-y, but I feel like it's going to get more, I don't know. It's not like I'm afraid of it. It's just, like, I don't like seeing someone like skin a rabbit, you know. I don't that's
right, which is pretty normal reaction. I also am not a gore whore, but I really like the writing in Yellow Jackets. I think it's quite well done.
Yeah, I tried to look up what the creators have made before, but I couldn't find anything. I feel like maybe I just didn't look hard enough, but It is produced by Karen Kusama, who directed Jennifer's Body. So that's fun. I feel like that's fun.
Oh, well, well, well. The people who did Yellow Jackets, I believe they're like a married couple.
Mm-hmm.
And they've worked on like Narcos.
Oh.
They've worked on, I don't know if they've worked on Narcos together, but the wife definitely worked on Narcos. Actually, I think the husband did too. Yeah, they both worked on Narcos. And
so this is like their first thing, right?
That they did together?
Like the first thing they've created. They didn't create Narcos.
No, 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 no. They were just like producer writers on it. And then some show called The Originals.
Yeah, that's a Vampire Diaries spinoff.
Oh, okay.
Been there, done that.
Their names are Ashley Lyle and Bart Nickerson. So yeah, they've worked on some hardcore television.
Yeah. But I mean, this is the first thing they've like made creatively. So I think it's pretty, from what I gather, from what I read, so it's pretty impressive. It seems like they got a stacked cast, you know?
Yeah, casting is great.
Yeah, and the soccer coach, man, he was in the originals too, so bringing on some family. But, yeah, so I have that update, watching Yellow Jackets. I'm also, I don't know if I mentioned this last time, I don't remember. I'm finally watching, because I started 6 Feet Under, like, 6 years ago, and I never finished season one.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm actually watching it, and now I'm on season two. I really like it. Recommend that show if you guys need a long, bingeable show. It's not really bingeable. It's pretty slow and serious, but one episode a night, I don't know, before bed, thinking about death.
Yeah, naturally. That's what I'm doing with Cheer.
Oh.
Cheer season two.
I haven't seen Cheers. Cheers with an S, right?
No, Cheer. Cheers with an S is a TV show.
Oh, what's Cheer?
Cheer is a docuseries on Netflix about one of the best cheerleading squads in the nation.
Oh.
Based out of like a tiny community college in Texas, buttfuck Texas. And let me tell you, it's some of the most engaging television I have ever watched. When I first watched Cheer season one, I think early 2020, I watched it. Made Jack and Miles watch it, as I do, because we were on tour for the Daily Zeitgeist, and I cry yell at them about everything. And so then they watched it, and then we became cheerheads together. And then, yeah, season two just dropped, and I cannot watch any episode without almost crying all the way through it. I have a lump in my throat the whole time.
Wow.
It fucks me up, and it's so fucking engaging. I really can't explain. Like, season one, it's a different vibe. Season one and season two are two different vibes.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't recommend it enough to anyone who likes docuseries about sports or even just like human interest. It's more of like a very interesting human interest piece about this super random community college in the middle of nowhere in Texas that has one of the greatest cheerleading teams like ever.
Ooh.
They're insane.
I do know you love a good sport doc. You know, I like a good sport doc too.
I love any sort of doc, you know.
Yeah.
I love anything that's rando. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what is this? And then I'm fully in.
Mm-hmm.
No stopping me.
Like, I'm not like a sports person, but I do like a sport doc, you know. Last Game, come on. I guess it's more like a bio.
You mean Last Dance?
What did I say?
Last Game.
Oh, yeah, I meant The Last Dance. I thought in my head it was The Last Dance. Last Game also sounds like it could be a sport doc. Just saying.
That sounds like a 30 for 30.
The 30 for 30. Dennis Rodman. You're the one that told me to watch that, too. That was really
great,
good,
great
too.
30 for 30. I recently watched the Dream Team doc on NBA TV.
Oh.
And the doc about Muggsy. Now I'm just confusing myself. Muggsy Bogues. Oh, my God. I couldn't say his name. Muggsy Bogues.
It's a complicated name. Muggsy Bogues. Unique New York.
That's also a great doc if you guys want to know a lot more about Muggsy Bogues.
Okay. That's good to know. Yeah, I haven't even heard of Cheer. I will put it on my list.
It's such great television. It's also probably one of the darker sides of cheerleading. It's just kind of...
Yeah. It feels like there is a dark side to it.
I bought the coach's book.
Ooh.
I don't know where it is right now. Monica Aldama.
Okay.
She's the Bill Belichick. That's what her thing says. They also say that all the time. Like, people know who Bill Belichick is. People know who Monica Aldama is. Because she's just such a great cheer coach.
Okay.
She is a legendary character. I mean, there is a lot of toxic positivity that comes with that whole scene of like, come on, guys, keep smiling, push through it, no negativity. Yeah. And you're like, people are dying.
Well, that's how I know it's dark, has darkness, because anything that's that presenting as like smiles and happy and polished and sunshine and girliness, anything that's like that presenty as that, maybe not girliness, anyone could be a cheerleader.
Oh no, it's not girly at all. It is like some of the most hardcore shit I've ever seen.
Yeah,
it's unreal how hard these girls go, and guys,
feels very intense.
It's guys and girls,
guys and everyone. And yeah, but okay, so we got some TV talk. Okay, we were going, here we go.
I will say Yellow Jacket starts off kind of slow, but second half of the season it pops off.
Yeah, I'm expecting it to just like become really fucked up any moment now. But we'll see. It's really impressive. They got some great actors, and the kids look like the adult actors pretty well.
Yeah,
right. It's pretty impressive.
Apparently, a lot of them are wearing contacts to like match up a little.
Oh, that would make sense.
I do have one qualm.
Okay.
Melanie Lynskey's voice does not match her younger self's voice.
How are you going to fake that? You wanted the younger person to like have a much higher pitch when she talks? It's probably going to be a cartoon.
It's just kind of like,
yeah.
In my mind, your voice doesn't get higher as you get older, right? So, I mean, unless they're playing off on the trauma aspect of it all, which is something Miles Gray suggested.
I mean, it's also just like the audience. I think they're relying on the audience to have like a sense of what's the phrase?
A suspension of disbelief.
Yeah.
And I refuse. I absolutely refuse.
I was impressed with Nat, the person that plays the younger Nat,
she's
who
great.
Is, what's her name?
I think she's British because she's in the new Boba Fett.
What's her name? Jennifer? No, it's not. What's the older person's name? The actor?
Juliette Lewis.
Juliette Lewis. I knew it was a J. But the younger actor kind of has her same voice. And her voice is pretty, like, interesting sounding.
That's great casting. Her as young Juliette Lewis and Juliette Lewis as older her. Pretty great. Yeah. Also, her name is Sophie Thatcher, the young.
Yeah, I looked up a bunch of the actors yesterday because I was just so curious.
But I will say, young Misty and Christina Ricci as older Misty, that's a great casting.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
They nailed that.
Yeah, the only other place I've seen or that I can remember seeing young Misty, the actor, she was in Shameless, and she played this like fucked up character. I guess she's still playing a fucked up character, but it's just completely different vibes. So yeah, it's very impressive.
That's cool.
And then the person that plays younger Melanie Lynskey, younger Sandy, what's her name?
Shauna. Sophie Nylise is her name. Sophie Nylise.
Yeah, she was in Kid Detective, which I thought was a really good movie. It's like a fun, different kind of detective story, if you haven't seen it, with Adam Brody, who I love.
Is she French?
No.
She seems to be in a lot of like French stuff.
Oh.
But maybe, I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Oh, no. She's French-Canadian.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. The girl who plays Jackie, though, she's English.
Ella Purnell?
Yeah. She voiced one of the main characters in this animated Netflix series called Arcane, which I watched, which is pretty good if anyone likes animated series on Netflix. But she was amazing in that. Like, you would have thought that she just did voice acting. Mm-hmm. But she also acts, and she has a very interesting face, which is nice to watch.
Yeah, I mean, they're all so good. They're all, like, great. Yeah. It's great casting. I love all of them. I think bringing back Christina Ricci and Juliette Lewis for this show was really legendary for me because it is, like, such 90s vibes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Great show. Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Great show.
Yeah.
Loving it.
I'm glad I'm finally digging in. I was, like, watching 6 Feet Under for too long, and then I was just like, maybe I'll just watch something modern to take a break. But what else?
And I refuse to watch anything else. And that's that.
Well, you've seen How To with John Wilson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's one of the best shows right now for me. And it's already over, which is sad.
He needs a longer run. 6 eps?
Yeah.
That doesn't do it for me.
Yeah. I finished Search Party. Do you watch Search Party?
Oh, no. I need to watch this new season.
Oh my, I have a lot of thoughts whenever you watch it. I'm not going to say anything else. I think that was obvious what kind of side that was. But we could talk about when you watch it.
I've already been basically spoiled because I know some people who are in it, but I don't know. We'll see. I'll watch it and then we can chat about it.
Yeah, I have a lot of thoughts about the last season versus the rest. But yeah, TV talk.
I haven't really... Actually, that's not true. I have been enjoying the new Euphoria and the new Righteous Gemstones that dropped.
Oh, I haven't watched the new Righteous Gemstones yet. I should catch up. I've watched the new Euphoria.
Yeah, new Euphoria. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. It just makes me sad.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, she's going to die. She can't keep this up.
Yeah. It's kind of depressing. I personally, maybe this is like a hashed out complaint, but I think it still kind of romanticizes and makes drugs look a little too cool, in my opinion, for the younger fans that are watching, especially people that like Zendaya. Her fans are pretty young. I'm not saying TV has to be responsible for everybody. I'm just saying I think it's a little bit too kind and romanticizing of like very intense drugs.
Sure,
but yeah, I don't know.
That's, to me, I'm like, we can't really, that's television.
I know, it's just
then
like...
Then you can be like, Narcos makes fucking selling drugs look cool as hell.
That's not what I mean. Come on, it's different with, like, I think I just have a soft spot for, like, younger viewers, for, I guess.
Yeah,
and
those
know.
Bitches should not be watching Euphoria. Your parents need to be putting those, you know, on, like, streaming apps, you can now, like, really, you can lock
parental
those
controls.
Kids the hell out of shit.
Yeah.
I think it's like a Martin Scorsese wannabe, like, teen... Requiem for a Dream.
No, I mean, that. Okay, that's a very intense movie, again. I like if you romanticize acid or shrooms, even weed, and, like, I don't know, like, the drugs that are actually, like, kind of expansive, I'm all about, you know? But when it comes to, like, fucking fentanyl and, like, all this other stuff, I'm just like, let's tone it down a little bit, you know? Like, I don't
think she's taking fentanyl. When she did take fentanyl, she almost died.
Yeah, but it was, like, her main addiction last season, right? And that's, like, the...
Yeah, but that wasn't... That story, that was not a romanticized storyline.
That's fair.
She was basically forced by a drug dealer... Sorry, excuse me. Spoiler alert! If you haven't seen Euphoria, spoiler alerts. She was forced to take that by a very, very fucked up character in the show.
I did forget that part.
Which then thus ruined her...
Right.
Kinda, for the rest of the season. Because she is now, like, once you get that darkness.
I forgot that that's how it started.
Which why everyone should get Narcan, get test strips. Fentanyl can kill you, so
yeah.
Test all your fucking drugs.
Yeah.
Trust no one these days. People will do what cut with whatever they need to make extra money. So be
very
careful.
Please be careful. Please be careful out there. Even like acid and MDMA and all of that, like, please be careful. That stuff is so social and so, like, just passed around and easy to get nowadays. I feel like there's no, like, probability wise it's just better to be safe than sorry and, like, test your shit or just, like, make sure it's coming from a good place.
Yeah,
but no, I do like Euphoria. I think it's shot really beautifully, the characters are interesting, and I mean, I love Zendaya. I'm a fan. Also, the person that plays Nate, Jacob Elordi or whatever the fuck his name is, he is way too good at being Nate.
Yeah,
his real self is like this Australian,
like, British. Is he British or Australian? I don't know.
He's Australian.
Okay, he's like, oh, I'm an actor, and you're like, dude, I want to kill you.
I'm pretty sure he's Australian, but no, he's completely different than his fucking character. But he's just too good. Like, if I saw him in person,
yeah,
I would freak out, like out of fear.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm saying on site, I would kill his ass because he has been so fucked up to these poor characters.
He's way too good of an actor. That's so impressive to me.
He's such a good actor. I would beat his ass on site.
Yeah. And his accent is, like, impeccable. Like, I don't understand how... I feel like Australian and British actors can nail the American accent so much better than Americans doing the opposite. I'm not sure... Is maybe our accent's just easier or something, but it's so impressive to me.
You don't think this is a good Australian accent? Why are you laughing? That was one of my probably greatest work.
No! That's what they say, no.
I know, my guy pry. That's like a bit. Someone who does that. That's the best you can do.
Smoke some shrimps on the bobby. I'm going to stop. Yeah. I'm going to stop.
I don't know.
Now.
I personally believe we are, in fact, nailing it. But I did once listen to an interview with Shiv Roy. What's her name? Shit. Sarah Snook.
Yeah.
And she's Australian. And she was saying it's actually quite hard for her to do the accent.
Oh.
Which I don't know what that means.
But she's so good at it, though.
Like, that's what I'm saying. I'm like,
it might be hard for them, but the output is impeccable. You know what I mean?
Right. I don't know. I don't believe it. I think every person who says doing an accent is difficult is lying. And that's that. Unless you're Lady Gaga
being like, okay, I don't want to talk about that. Myself a very ethical person.
I have not seen House of Gucci. I kind of refuse to see it. It's
really, I cannot wait to see it. It's going to be like, I'm going to commandeer an entire daily zeitgeist and call it the House of Gucci Day. And we are only going to talk about that show in their accents, because that is what money is. That's why we're here, to watch literal batshit content.
I think because some batshit content recently is just so fucking long, it takes me a while to just like watch it for the batshit craziness of it. You know what I mean? Like, I have to really be in the mood to be like, okay, I'm gonna have to commit like 3 hours to this thing that's probably gonna be kind of laughable, but whatever. And also, if I'm watching it by myself on my computer, it could take me like a week to get through something. It's bad. I like pause all the time. I get really distracted. ADD, you know what I mean? But
yeah, you are not loving it.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Yeah, no, movies get longer and 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 longer. And then we just die at one point after a movie is like 45 hours.
I wonder how much time each person has spent in their, like, when they die, like, the hours of movies they spent watching. And, I mean, like, they probably, most of the hours are for sleep, I assume. And movies are probably up there, too, because we spend so much time just, like, looking at screens, movies and television, I guess. I'm sure they're going to make a fucking Apple Watch to determine that when you die, too. Just going to calculate everything about yourself. I don't like technology these days when it comes to that stuff. I'll be honest. People are able to track too many things, and it's not supposed to be like that.
You know, I don't know.
Like, obviously, I think it could be helpful. Like, it's helpful to know your sleep cycles, right? Or it's helpful to know, for health reasons, if you need to know, like, how, I don't know, your blood pressure and your heart rate and all of that. I just think sometimes it's a little bit too much. It's, like, I've never turned on the health app on my phone to calculate my steps. Because I just know, I'm just the type of person to, like, really be obsessive over it. And that is one of my most proud self-control moments, is the fact that I have not turned it on this whole time, because I just know I would just get too obsessed with, like, oh, I didn't leave my house today, 3 steps, I'm going to feel guilty about this all week. You know what I mean?
I personally am not as concerned, what if I was powering down, about tech stealing all my info, because I don't think we're going to survive on this planet long enough for it to matter. Unless the aliens download from the cloud, then we're screwed.
Well, okay, my concern is not that technology is stealing our stuff. My concern is more about the human psyche and what it does to have everything so logged and so numbered. And, like, I already think this world is so unfortunate in the fact that, like, capitalism makes us, like, prioritize work and productiveness versus, like, what I think it should, which is, like, living and art and walking around and being a human. And I just think it, like, kind of takes away some of the humanity of just even trying to be in the moment or present or being human. Maybe I'm getting too philosophical about it, but how about we take a break? Do you like that idea?
Yeah.
Great. Okay, well, let's go. Bye.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. On sale now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
And we're back. Mm-hmm. Thus is life. One must not forget. We're all going to die.
We're all going to die.
I have such a I can't give a any more of a shit about technology attitude in my life now, because it's just like I don't even care anymore.
That's fair.
I'm okay. Look, if I'm a very convenience human being. If you can bring any form of convenience into my life, fuck it. I will let you take some of my blood and sell it.
Okay. Well, wasn't expecting that last part.
You can have whatever you want.
It is hard to give a shit about anything, but yeah, because you're right.
I'm just like, okay, yeah, I don't know. Like,
now what?
I get 5,000 spam calls a day, regardless of how I block every single one. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it feels like at this point, a little far gone. I'm a little too deep in. For some reason, everyone has my information. I got docs. They released my phone number. I'm like, what am I fighting for?
I was thinking about that experience on New Year's, because I was thinking, like, what the fuck did I do last New Year's? And I remembered that one of the things I discovered on New Year's was that you got doxxed, because that's when it happened, right?
Yeah, last New Year's.
But yeah, that was my, like, placement of, like, oh, yeah, that's what New Year's was. sorry, you had to suffer for that.
Yeah, no, I was like really, really, really triggered by this upcoming New Year's.
Yeah.
I was like really scared. I was just scared. I was like, please don't have it again. Please don't happen again. Please mm-hmm. don't happen again. And now I potentially might. I like can't enjoy New Year's anymore because of that.
I mean, New Year sucks. Come on. It's okay. At least it's New Year's and not like.
Yeah.
I guess all holidays suck.
Just live on the edge of my heart pounding out my chest. Thank you, internet.
It's an unfortunate way to mark that day, though. Like the beginning of the year. It's like, oh, fuck. This is anxiety.
The darkness has risen.
Yeah.
My family wants me dead.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said that.
I have something exciting to share.
Please, please. Anything to change the subject.
Okay, well, today is January 19th. Last week, there was a day. January 12th was a day. On January 12th, like genuinely at like 9 p.m., I decided to publish another poetry collection. Like, oh, I yes. had finished a collection back in August. Like, finished being just like, I thought it was just enough for one thing. And it felt complete in that moment because I had talked a lot about one issue for a couple poems. And yeah, on the 12th, I was just like, fuck it, let's do it. And I just put it online. I like found the cover like an hour before I published it and like put like the formatting and everything. And now I have a second poetry book. And it's on Amazon, which is evil. So you can, if anyone's listening and wants it, you guys can DM me and I can send you one directly from me. But it's called Archives. And I had the same experience with my first one. Like I did it very spontaneously, very impulsively, like that day, just decided and did it. I'm not sure what that says about me, because there's always going to be mistakes when that happens. Like, I didn't really like proofread it. I didn't like get a copy for myself before like telling people about it, you know? It's just,
yeah.
I don't know why I'm like that.
So is that bad? Like, is it bad? What happened?
I think it's fine. It's just like, I think my, in quotes, like style of poetry is just it needs to be unforgivably honest, which means I keep all the bad poems in. I don't really edit my poems once I've written them. And I know, like, it's not traditional to do that, I guess, but for me, it's like honesty above all else. Like, for me, that's the most honest way to present how I feel.
Yeah.
And there's like a certain growth involved because I do make them like chronological. So it's almost like reading my diary. So it's really personal. But I think in a different kind of poetry world, like the real one is very edited. And I would be like, I only pick the best ones and I make it really concise and good. I'm just not, it's not my style. I want to be like, again, like unforgivably honest, the best way I can say it, because I just find it more interesting that way.
No, that's, I think, what you should do.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
So that's my exciting report, or thing to report.
That's awesome. And thanks. We will put a link.
Yeah. It's good to have Amazon as a landing page so you know what it looks like. I'm very proud of the cover. I found this free image that was this, like, the perfect size for a back and front cover. Like, it's the whole image is one thing. So it, like, kind of bleeds from the back to the front or whatever the right phrasing is. And it's just, like, these cats on this dumpster. And I just put the word archives on the top of it. And it's, I love it a lot. But, yeah, you can see it on Amazon. But, yeah, if you want to get a copy direct, you can message me because I do get more money that way. Just putting it out there. Thanks. But it is just nice to have Amazon as a landing page because they make it way too easy to publish a book. And I hate that they make it so easy, but they do. It's very convenient.
How do you do it? Just curious.
It's called Kindle Direct Publishing.
Oh.
And it's just like part of Amazon. You have, it's like if you have an Amazon account, you have a Kindle, like a KDP account. And you can like just, it's so easy. They can they give you templates. They give you sizing. You literally just upload a PDF mm-hmm. and make sure it's all formatted correctly. Put a cover on it. Like they make it so simple.
That's nice. Okay.
It's kind of, yeah, it's kind of liberating. You, like, people can just do that now. And it's kind of nice to just hold your work in your hands. It's really it's really beautiful. I don't know.
That's interesting. I wonder how, like, do they take a percentage of that?
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm telling people to go through me. Well, one, because I hate Amazon. But two, I get a lot of them for cheap because I'm the author.
Yeah.
So I pay much less. And so I can get more. Like, I'm being very honest here. Like, I'll just get more profit if you go through me. Also, you don't have to give Amazon more money, you know, because win-win. It's like scamming them, which is what I intend to do with everything I do. Just one scam after another. But yeah.
Okay. So go do that.
Yeah, if you want to. No pressure. Not everyone is a poetry person. And my poetry is just fucking weird anyway. So that's my thing to report. And I've reported it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your time.
Well, even if you're not a poetry person, support.
Thanks, Anna.
Shay Shay.
Shay Shay.
Yeah.
Oh, I love a good nickname.
Shay Shay. Shay.
Shay.
What else? What else? What else? I really like, I did not publish a book.
I mean, like, just something to report or to stop me from talking.
I do almost want it to write a book about all my experiences with drugs, because I have a lot of really crazy ones.
Yeah.
But I won't do that because it would kill my parents.
Oh.
They couldn't handle it.
What if you did a pen name?
I don't know. The concept of a pen name seems so weird because I'm like telling about, like, it would be different if I was like writing a fictional novel.
Right.
To have a pen name, but like having like an almost like autobiographical story about my drug abuse and then putting a pen name, like it almost feels kind of corny. Like, I could be like, I wrote a book, Mom, Dad, if you look at it, I'll kill you.
Right.
But my dad will read it. My mom won't read it because she doesn't give a fuck about anything. But my dad will read it. And my dad will be like, yo.
Right.
Like, don't be sharing this stuff. And I don't want anyone to ever use it against me.
That's fair.
To be like, you were all sorts of out of control for a very long time. But look at me. I'm so successful now. Everybody loves me. Right?
Yes. Yes. You're 100% correct.
Ugh.
I do think your experiences would be interesting to read, though. And I'm sure people could really relate to it.
You want to hear about romanticizing, baby? Woo! I falling off roofs.
No.
I do sometimes wake up in the middle of the night panicking, being like, why did I do that? Why did I do that? I could have died. I could have died.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I have moments like that where I'm like, Jesus, why was anyone letting me make decisions?
Like, what was I thinking? Damn.
I used to live hard.
Well, if you ever feel like writing a fucking Medium article or anything about that, I think it'd be really fascinating.
Medium article?
I don't know. You don't want to do a book.
What are you doing to me? I'm going to be on Bustle? No, I'm just joking. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe one day. I will write about my conspiracy theory that I never caught COVID because of my marijuana use.
I never caught COVID because of
that. You really had to really think about that, huh?
Wait, because it's like...
No, because you know how Vice puts out articles like, new study says weed will help you prevent a COVID-19 infection, which I'm sure there is actual science behind it. But I think it's really funny, the concept of being like, guys, I do have a serious stoner issue, which is why I'm COVID-free.
Yeah, that is pretty funny.
Maybe. I don't know. Can I just really quickly say, my dad did say that cognac helped cure his COVID. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I mean.
That is not scientifically based.
Hey, it's better than pee. You know, it's not like he's saying it's, you know what I mean? At least he's not going on that route. Alcohol is better. But when I mentioned being anonymous, it reminded me of this book I've heard of. I have not read it, but it's called Diary of an Oxygen Thief. And it's literally by Anonymous. They just published it as Anonymous. So I found that very interesting. I haven't heard of people doing that in a minute.
That's annoying.
Yeah, but...
I hate that.
You hate them?
Just joking. I could care less. That's...
Fine.
Why are they an oxygen thief?
It's not about the title. Well, let me see what this says. It's an honest... Oh, it's a novel, I guess. It's not even a diary. Wow, that's misleading. I thought it was more of a personal thing. Jesus. Okay, I'm on Amazon right now. Mm-hmm. And the excerpt that is reprinted on here, as a preview, the first thing is literally, I liked hurting girls.
Oh, mentally, my God.
Not physically. I've never hurt a girl in my life. Well, once, but it was a mistake. I'll tell you about that later. The thing is, I got off on it. I really enjoyed it. Fucking hell.
Hey, I have an idea. Maybe don't.
Okay, the next thing, this is where I'm going to stop. It's like when you hear serial killers say they feel no regret, no remorse for all the people they've killed. I was like that. I loved it. Fucking hell. That's dark.
This is Oxygen Thief person?
Yeah, this is Diary of an Oxygen. It's an excerpt from that book. So that's interesting.
That's a bummer.
I haven't tried to read more, though. But what ends up happening is that, I read too much at once. I start too many books, and then I just, hop around in them.
God, I'm currently reading the book The Shaw by Abbas Milani, and let me tell you, a lot going on in there.
You want to tell us about it?
Not really. It's just a lot of history. And my book is covered in highlights, being like, duh, fuck.
Yeah.
It's for a project I'm working on.
Oh, I know that. But is there any good nuggets or little things in there that fascinated you or anything?
I mean, mostly, I'm not that far in, but, just with the Shaw, I don't know. You know what? Let me come back to that after I read a little bit more, because there's certain things that are kind of lingering in my mind, question-wise, that I think I need to get answered within the book, and then I can come back and tell you. Because right now, I would just be, kind of speculating on my own theories about the guy, which I feel like we did an episode about the Shaw already, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
So this is all a blur. I think we talked about how he had real daddy issues. But anyway, tragic family.
Tragic.
Tragedy.
I think a book club episode would be really fun. We can talk about the books we're reading / have read. So yeah, let me know when you want to talk about it and we'll do a book club episode. Just talking about books because we're smart and we read.
We're smart and we've never read. I have a ton of books I do need to read. They're just
me too.
Stacking up, man. I bought, like I said, The Coach of Cheer, Monica Aldama's book. I need to learn all about how to be a leader so that I could coach Daily Zeitgeist to the top. And that's really my plan.
It's a good plan.
Ooh, here's something. Everyone and their mom keeps telling me I look like the girl from Encanto.
Oh, I haven't seen it. Have you seen
it? It's happened more. More it's happened. It won't stop. Wow. People seem to think I'm very Encanto'd out.
Wait, I need to look up what this looks
what
like.
What is that? You know? What is that?
Wait, what's the character name?
Oh, that's a good question.
Let's just look up Encanto. Maybe I'll see
Maribel. There we go. Becca knows.
Maribel?
That's why we have Becca. Yeah, no, a child told me this as well. A child recently told me. And because they were watching it. And they were like, oh my God, you look like her. And I was like, oh, okay, this keeps happening.
Oh my God, this is really funny though. That I'm looking at it.
And then they were like, do the like cartoon your face app thing and you'll see. And I was like, damn, they're right. I mean, sure, if I cartoon my face, yeah, I will look like her. But, you know, that's not the point.
Yeah. Just like as soon as there is a curly haired girl of color with glasses, they're like, Anna?
It isn't even a part. And then, you know, have you seen Encanto?
I haven't. Have you?
Great. It's so good. I really recommend
it.
So, I mean, like, there is a bit of a compliment in me being a Disney character, I guess. But also, don't do that. Don't tell real human beings that they look like a character because they got brown curly hair. I will also say, though, her character, this is not really a spoiler because from the top she tells you this. She's like basically from a family of like magical folk. Her whole family, like everyone's born with like a special magical power and she was born without one.
Oh, a classic.
So anyway, that's me.
I've been meaning to watch it. We were going to watch it at my parents' house.
That's me. Oh, you should watch it with your parents.
I did read one of the songs from that movie. I forget which one. It surpassed.
We Don't Talk About Bruno.
Oh, yeah. You saw that. It surpassed
Let It Go.
Let It Go. Let It Free.
It's a jam. I mean, it's not even a jam. It's just so well done.
Okay. I'm excited to watch
it. It's so well done.
It's nice to maybe watch something lighthearted and cute.
Yeah, so Bellagiante. I think it's a great movie. I think it's cool to see people of color in animated films.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying this now, next person who says I look like that, I'll murder. And you know what? You don't know this because you probably won't hear this for a few weeks. So you don't even know what's coming. Okay, so be careful. Thread lightly.
Get ready. This is, you heard it here first. This is not only your warning, it's also Anna's,
this is your final warning.
Admission
your first and final warning. No, I don't even know what's happening.
Well, on that note, let's take our second break.
On that note.
We'll be right back.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Okay, and we're back. We're back.
We don't talk about Bruno. Okay, sorry.
Is that how it goes?
No. It goes something like that, but that's not really the tone, and I don't know how to sing. I was almost singing it to the theme of Lorde's that song that was really famous. And now
Royals.
Yeah, Royals. So I was singing it to that tune. That's not how it goes. And I apologize to everybody.
It's okay. I would have believed you. I haven't seen it. You fooled me.
That's all I've ever wanted, to fool you.
There was a thing in my head that I wanted to say. And it's gone now, which happens to me a lot.
Are you lonely?
A weird time. It's been a weird time.
How lonely are you?
I'm not like lonely. I think I'm like kind of independent to a fault, where it's like maybe I'm too good at being alone. I know it sounds like dramatic, but it's just something I've been thinking about recently. I don't know. And like as I get older, it's kind of like, is this what I really want for myself?
To be lonely?
Just to be lonely or alone? What did you say?
I said to be lonely. Is that what you want for yourself, to be lonely? Because me?
No, I don't want that for myself.
I'm planning my baby trajectory. I'm going to have a baby in a week. And I'm just joking. No, but I was thinking, like, what if I just, like, had a baby?
Do you want to have kids one day?
Yes. Why would I even plan that? Why would I even bring this conversation up?
I don't know.
I want to have like a little like Maribel. I'm just joking. I'm sorry. But yeah, I would like a little devil who takes after me. A little Rue from Euphoria.
Oh, God.
I'm just joking, you guys. I would really hope my child did not do drugs. But yeah, I don't know. I think it'd be fun.
That's interesting. Have you always known you wanted to be a mom? Mm-hmm. Or is that something you came to?
No, I always knew I wanted to like kind of have a bit of like a cult-like presence. Little people who belong to me.
What better way?
They have no choice but to report to me.
To worship you.
They must worship me because they'll look like me as well. We'll all wear Nike Cortezes. Just joking. That's what is it? Well, they weren't actually ended up being Nike Cortezes. What was that cult? Shit, there's the one where they wore the Nikes. There's a doc on them on
Heaven's Gate.
Heaven's Gate. Yes. Okay. There we go. Yes, the Heaven's Gate kids who wore Nikes, which actually turns out they weren't Cortez. They were a different one, like the Nike Break, something like that. Daylight, that got discontinued probably because Nike was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, I think we talked about it during a TDZ meetup.
Well, I'm excited for your cult.
Okay. Yes, that's why I want to have kids, because I want a cult. And you know what? I won't answer to everyone who's like, what do you mean? No, I would like kids because I think it's fun. I mean, they will be riddled with mental illness, which is unfortunate.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe if I find the perfect mate, just such a well-adjusted, boring piece of toast.
Is Zach in the room?
Yeah, but you know what? Unfortunately, it will have to be him. I'm just joking. It will be him, probably. And
is he texting you? Like, why are you talking about me?
No, he sent me a link that says, Snoop Dogg getting into the hot dog biz?
I guess he wasn't listening at all.
No, he doesn't give a shit. He's like, yeah, all she does is yap on her little podcast.
Let me change the subject.
He did a good job. He's like, stop talking about
that. Yeah, he did a good job. He did a really good job.
Stop talking about stealing my sperm. I'll do what I want, okay? I'll do what I want.
Yeah.
I want to kind of be like Kate Hudson.
Kate Hudson. She has kids?
One kid from 15 different men. No.
Oh, really?
No, she has like 4 baby daddies, I think. Something like that.
Oh, interesting.
That's kind of fun. It's like you just don't give a fuck. You're like, you sure, I'll have a kid with you. You sure, I'll have a kid with you too. It's just free, baby.
A little eclectic family.
I want to be free.
Yeah. I think the only people that should have kids are the people that genuinely want them. Like, I guess that's like a stretch. I guess it's people have their own reasons and whatever, but
So you're saying wanting to start a family cult is not a valid reason?
No, I'm not even discounting you in this group. Come on.
No, you should definitely discount that as a reason.
Hey, I worshiped my mom, and look at me, I turned out miserable. I'm kidding.
Ooh, that's a really, I would tell your mom this is coming out in case she listens and hears that.
You know what I mean? Like, she
you
was,
should get ahead of
she
this.
She was like she knew everything.
As your agent and your publicist, you should get ahead of this.
But you know what I mean, though, right? Like, you grow up in, like, at least for me, I was really attached to my mom.
Yeah,
she knows everything.
I worship my mom, too.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone worships their mom, especially in, like, our cultures.
Turns out, She didn't worship me back.
I mean, me either. I'm the least favorite.
Well, you should have been a doctor, Shireen. Even I could have told you.
I know. Oh, I know. I fucked that up real good.
Shireen, have you considered law school?
Oh my God. Can you jump out the window?
Shireen, question. Yeah, no. It is interesting. A part of me, like, I know my mom didn't want kids just because her all her general demeanor is like, what do you need?
Right.
And that's like, my mom is one of the funniest people. She doesn't consider herself funny, but she really makes me laugh because her fucking responses are so dry. There is no, there's just no, I can't explain it.
I mean, the people that think they're so, the people that don't think they're funny are usually funnier than the people that do think they're funny. You know what I mean? So,
I really respect my mom's inability to, or not inability, ability to not give a fuck.
That's icon. Yeah.
She genuinely is just like, no. She kept saying, I kept being like, go get your booster. And she was like, yeah, 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 I will. I'll do it next year.
What?
But she kept doing that like late December as a joke. She'd be like, yeah, next year I'll do it.
Why didn't she do it?
I actually don't know if she's done it since, but I have to follow up. She didn't do it booster because she has like notoriously bad reactions to all vaccines.
I see.
And so she just was like taken out for like 2 weeks after she got the two shots. So she's just like really taking her damn time, but she doesn't go anywhere, so it's fine, I guess. But she needs to go get her booster if she hasn't yet, which she might. I'll text her.
Yeah. Hear that, Miss Hosnier? Get your booster.
Ooh, you know she did not take my dad's last name, honey.
Oh yeah, right. What's her name?
My mom? You think my mom's gonna take my dad's last name? The woman who could not give a fuck? No. She's not going to the DMV to change nothing.
I think I know her last name starts with a...
My mom is legendarily independent. She has no interest in anyone.
Yes.
Except for the big man upstairs. His name is Lil Gods.
Wait.
Lil Gods. She's got one man up there and his name is Lil Gods.
Oh, God.
I'm going to text her. Did you get your booster?
Yeah, I should do that.
Get ready for the most sarcastic response. Or no response. She probably won't respond.
Oh. Well, my mom, I feel like, is maybe the opposite of yours. Like, she grew up always knowing she wants to have kids. And, like, she has a huge family and she's the oldest girl. And so she was, like, mothered a bunch of her younger siblings, right? Just by nature of being in that order, sibling order. I don't know. And I think she's really good at it. It's just interesting that people just know. Because, I guess I'm just the opposite. I've always known that I don't want kids, but I can't tell where that comes from. Like, is it just, like, a biological thing? Is it fear of passing something on? Like, I think it's a bunch of reasons for me personally, because I think I would have a very cute kid, you know. I was a very cute child. I was the cutest toddler you've ever fucking seen. But that's
I love that.
Yeah, I think if I will never have a child because I don't want to. But
whoa,
I don't want to be, I've never wanted to be a mom.
I'm just joking.
Too much responsibility, it freaks me out. But if I ever did, in a world where I did, I think it would just be me playing out a version of my life. You know what I mean? And I don't think it's healthy, you know? And I think a lot of people do that.
This just in, my mom has gotten her booster.
Yay! Good job, Bobby!
And I'll tell you, she didn't respond, so I texted my dad instead because he got her booster. And she said, yes, she got it last week. So you know what? Congratulations. We are so happy for you. I don't know if this is a HIPAA violation talking about your booster on here.
But
we are so happy you finally decided to get your booster. I was, you know what? I literally threatened I would... I don't know. I'm still clapping. I threatened her. I said, if you're not going to be responsible, then I'm going to stop being responsible.
Oh.
To which she was like, okay.
What does that mean?
So, I don't know. Walk into traffic. I don't know.
Right.
I was being like, how dare you always text me to like do things and then not be responsible yourself?
That's a very good rebuttal.
Because let me tell you, I get I get classic immigrant mom texts reminding me to like brush my teeth like I'm 5 years old.
No,
like,
you don't.
Like,
not brushing your teeth.
No. But no, let's see. Let's see what she texted me last.
I'll see what mine says.
Let's see. It's a lot of like, did you go to the doctor? Did you go to the doctor? Is everything okay? Did you go to the doctor? And it's like, hey, you know, I, unlike someone else, will go to a doctor if I'm not feeling well. I seem to have sent her a lot of recipes recently. I don't remember anything I say to my mom over text. She sent me a meme. Yeah, this is going well. You guys are enjoying this, right?
Mom threads are always entertaining to me. I have a convo. The last one is about The Witcher, which my parents watch, and I watch to talk to them about something. And I texted her about something that I didn't like that happened involving a horse. I won't go any further if you guys need to watch The Witcher. But we also texted about shoes that she wanted. I sent her a link to these comfy shoes. You know, classic mom stuff. You know, it's she always, my parents both, which I appreciate, they always send pictures of the family cat. Either on their lap or like on the other's lap. I think it's very cute.
Yeah. My mom has not said anything to me. Interesting, that is. She does not care about me. Oh, well, I mean, she cares about me, but she doesn't care to respond to my texts, which is fine. Because again, like I said, she doesn't give a fuck. And that's pretty cool.
She's badass, you know?
Am I projecting? am I actually like deeply, deeply hurt by my mother's lack of care? No, because she cared, but she did it in a way that made you think she was too cool for you. No, my mom's great. She'll take care of you till the end of time, but she will be incredibly sarcastic while doing it.
Moms are
I'm surprised
great.
My mom married my dad, because boy, is he a real piece of work.
Yeah, they seem very opposite of each other.
Which I guess literal opposites attract, because they don't have to do everything together. And I think that's very helpful in maintaining relationships. You don't have to do everything together.
That's okay. I wish that were true for my parents, because they're also pretty opposite of each other. But my mom ends up feeling guilty for doing things, for wanting to do things without my dad, or like leaving him alone. So I think she like guilts herself into being attached to him when she doesn't have to be. But he's also very dependent on her. So it's like a two-way street, right? It's just like this.
Right.
Yeah. But I agree with you. I think that's a healthier way to go about opposites-ness.
She's got to be like my mom. Growing up, I'd be like, Mom, where is Dad? And she would say, Rah Jahannam.
He went to hell, right?
In Farsi translates to, he went to hell. Yeah. So you got to really pick up that sort of vibe between your parents, where they're like, your mom literally is doing her best to avoid your dad at all times. And your dad's just wine drunk.
I just love that's your mom's response.
Took me years to be like, that's a fucked up thing to say to a child. Your dad's in hell? Huh. And that's the energy my mother was bringing.
It all makes
all
sense.
At all times.
It all makes
to
sense.
To this day, if you ask where my dad is, she will tell you he's in hell, which is funny. And to which my dad always says, I'd rather be in hell than heaven, because hell's where all the fun is. So really, she's not wrong in saying that, because he wants to be in hell. So
she just knows him really well. You know, she's telling you the truth.
Do you guys think my parents are batshit? Does this explain why I am the way I am? Both my parent, one parent wants my other parent to be in hell, and that parent wants to be in hell.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Just proves that they know each other very well, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Also, usually he was probably just like at the gym.
Like, and maybe that's hell for her. Maybe the gym is hell.
Yeah. Like, I don't think he was doing anything like nefarious. He was just like at the gym.
Right.
My mom's like, he's annoying.
Right. He was just out of the house.
He's annoying as hell. So let's end this podcast.
Okay. I think it's interesting that because Jahannam is also hell for us. That's why I understood what you said.
Jahannam.
Wow. There are so many crossover Arabic Farsi words. It's really fascinating.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. But yeah.
Also, Farsi and Turkish. Lot of combos.
Oh, yeah?
Or not combos. I mean, crossover. I don't know why I said combos.
Yeah, I love language. Language is great.
Shout out to Duolingo!
Shout out
who hunts
Duolingo.
Me down every goddamn day.
Duo wants to know why you haven't done your lesson yet.
There was one email I got that was like, keep Duo happy and take a lesson. And I was like, this is how abuse starts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, keep him happy. Are you kidding
me? They love bomb you. Yeah. Duo is love bombing me.
They make you guilty.
I miss you.
Yeah, exactly.
I miss you.
Look, I got one just now that says, send congrats for earning the badge. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. I could do that. That's no big deal. don't do that. No, that's cool.
But they do guilt you. It's a very interesting.
Yeah, method. They're like 2.3 seconds left until the end of the day. Do you really want to risk it?
It's low-key like Saw.
Oh my god, that's a very good comparison.
It makes me think of Saw, where you're like, are you gonna kill me? If I fuck up my streak, am I gonna be kidnapped? Like, held hostage?
Just wait. Anyway. In this new age, with all these very modern movies, there's going to be a movie about the duo, the owl from Duolingo being like a Chucky. You know what I mean? I can see that happening.
It works. I live in fear.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
I, like, shriek when I'm like, it's 11:45. I've done my lesson. Like, literally, I'm like, Zach, shut the fuck up! You know, like, that's who I become. Yeah, that's right. Duo is killing me. So anyway, but I am actually learning Turkish.
That's great. That's good. As long as it's working. That's all.
I feel like I could maintain an interaction in Turkish.
That's great. I love to hear that.
Because I'm being held hostage by a Turkish owl.
That's fun to think of each of the owls being that language that you're learning.
My owl, my duo, he's Turkish, and he has a knife to my throat.
Oh, no.
If I don't complete a lesson in a day, oh, honey.
It's over.
You'll fuck me up. Duo will fuck me up.
Well, Anna has to go take a lesson now, so we're going to end the episode.
Yeah.
I hope you guys enjoyed this stream of consciousness conversation. It always ends up being the most random things, which I really, it's always interesting to see like where it starts and where it ends up. Very funny to me. Anyways, I'm going to wrap us out of here. Ready? Okay.
This is definitely... I'm not ready.
No! Okay, you... no, the pause I thought was ready.
I know. I was waiting for you to start talking before I freaked out. Go ahead.
Ethnically Ambiguous. Ethnically Amb, A-M-B on Twitter. And Ethnically Ambig, A-M-B-I-G on Instagram. I am Shireen. It's Shirohiro on Instagram. And Shirohiro666 on Twitter. DM me if you want a poetry book.
And I'm at Anna Hosnia on Twitter. My Instagram is still private because I don't trust anyone. Thanks for doxing me.
That's a really good song. Okay, I would just leave with that. Okay, bye!
Au revoir.
Ethnically Ambiguous is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.